My name is Marnie Penning. My address is 911 North Lexington Street, Arlington, Virginia, 22205, and my phone number is 703-522-2450. On Sunday, my mother joined us as I described the new painting to my father. Peter was with us and had fixed his eyes on a patch of sunlight on the floor. He was always quiet when we talked about my master's paintings. I did not tell them about the change I had made that my master approved of.
"I think his paintings are not good for the soul," my mother announced suddenly.
She was frowning. She had never before spoken of his work. My father turned his face towards her in surprise.
"Huh, good for the purse, more like," Franz quipped.
It was one of the rare Sundays when he was visiting. Lately he had become obsessed with money. He questioned me about the value of things in the house on the Oude Lange Dijk, of the pearls and mantle in the painting, of the pearl-encrusted jewelry box and what it held, of the number and size of paintings that hung on the walls. I did not tell him much. I was sorry to think it of my own brother, but I feared his thoughts had turned to easier ways of making a living than as an apprentice in a tile factory. I suspected he was only dreaming, but I did not want to fuel those dreams with visions of expensive objects within his or his sister's reach.
"What do you mean, Mother?"
I asked, ignoring Franz.
"There is something dangerous about your description of his paintings," she explained. "From the way you talk, they could be of religious scenes. It is as if the woman you describe is the Virgin Mary, when she is just a woman writing a letter. You give the painting meaning that it does not have or deserve. There are thousands of paintings in the Delft. You can see them everywhere, hanging in a tavern as readily as in a rich man's house. You could take 2 weeks' maid's wages and buy one at the market."
"If I did that," I replied, "you and father would not eat for 2 weeks, and you would die without seeing what I bought." My father winced. Franz, who had been tying knots on a length of string, went very still. Peter glanced at me. My mother remained impassive. She did not speak her mind often. When she did, her words were worth gold.
"I'm sorry, Mother," I stammered. "I didn't mean—" "Working for them has turned your head," she interrupted. "It's made you forget who you are and where you come from. We're a decent Protestant family whose needs are not ruled by riches or fashions."
I looked down, stung by her words. They were a mother's words, words I would say to my own daughter if I were concerned for her. Although I resented her speaking them, as I resented her questioning the value of his painting, I knew they held truth. Peter did not spend so long with me in the alley that Sunday. The next morning, it was painful to look at the painting. The blocks of false colors had been painted, and he had built up her eyes and the high dome of her forehead and parts of the folds of the mantle sleeve. The rich yellow in particular filled me with the guilty pleasure that my mother's words had condemned. I tried instead to picture the finished painting hanging at Peter the father's stall, for sale for 10 guilders, a simple picture of a woman writing a letter. I could not do it.